Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8. Here comes the moves down. Soon we'll be seeing now. It's gonna be now.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
Well, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Makin8 maniacs. That's right. It's time for our Friday Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. Hopefully, a lot of you Makin' 8 Maniacs have been getting out there checking out our new website as we've been making a lot of upgrades and changes. Looks like we got some of our Makin' 8 Maniacs here in the house with us. Listen, before we get going, I know that a lot of you guys are having some issues. We've been working at this thing, and we're starting to get some answers as to what's going on. I know that many of our Makin' 8 fans are logging in with their Facebook. And I got to tell you that I have run into some of the same issues when I went to rodeo crowds and trying to get on that way. It would boot me out. So we were having some issues with that. So I've been working with some of our Makin' 8 maniacs. Miss Emily is here in the house. I've been working with her this morning, still having some issues. She had to log in the old way. However, I will tell you that what I am seeing is that if you build, you have to build a Blog Talk Radio account. You have to build a screen, username, profile, so on and so forth, in order to get in there normally. Now, what I'm seeing is that if you go to Makin8.com and you click on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show page under the Rodeo Network, you'll find it right there. We've got to try to get some of our fans. We got to use that as our normal platform to get in so we can get credit for having fans coming over to Makin8.com. And, you know, I mean, you could still go in the old-fashioned way, but I'm telling you, we need your help. We've got some, you know, potential sponsors looking at us. We've got some people out there that are raising their eyebrows, but they need to see those hits on our website. We have to show them that fans are utilizing Makin8.com and not just Blog Talk Radio. So we've incorporated it where you can actually go in, you can use Blog Talk Radio right through Makin8.com. So hopefully you guys will get over there and do that. Now, I will tell you that we've got a lot of cool changes coming to it. We've got our video network, we've got our radio network, we've even got a Twitter network now where we're going to be posting up some of your favorite athletes, your favorite guys that you want to follow along with on Twitter, and you can see what's going on in a normal day with these guys. So it's all about networking. We're going to get you guys kind of familiar with it. So go over, check out the Twitter network. Hopefully you guys will like that. We're going to start throwing up some links to their websites and to other pages where you guys can go find out more information about those guys. So hopefully you guys will start utilizing that. We've got our store pages up. We've even got the Rodeo Crowds page up under the directory, as well as a few of our other friends, Jay Brainerd, professional bullfighter. You guys can go over and check out videos of him. You know, so we've got a lot in store for you guys, and we're going to continue to keep building it. Hopefully you guys are liking it, the new format, the new way we're going with this deal. I'm pretty pleased with it, and I think you guys will be also. So you guys sit tight. We've got a special guest lined up for today. I told you guys that we would try to get some guys on board. We were able to do it, so you guys just hang tight. We've got a good show lined up for you, so don't go anywhere, fans. We're going to take our first break, and our first break is brought to you by Rodeo Crowds. That's right. So for all of your social networking within the rodeo community, go check out RodeoCrowds.net. And we've got the link right there on Making8.com. We're going to kick things off on a Good Friday right here with Making 8 on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know you work all week just to make a call. Sometimes you can't ride them at all. But I'm booked in and I got to ride that train. When I get down there in that chute, can't stop thinking about all that looting. I'm a road, loady, loady, loady cowboy, bordering on the insane. That's why I eat the cheeseburger, drink a Big Mac, take a dime on the deal of fame. 32 bits to just think about. I live through it, don't go mad at all. I'm the road, the only cowboy, bordering on the insane. Cobwebs to think what's going on. Be like on the circuits are blown. Can't remember my number or even my name. You know, beer do now be fine. Know it's worked every other time. And I'm the road, 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 the cowboy, rolling on down the line. And that's why I drink a cheeseburger, eat a six pack, take a dollar on the deal of fame. 32 bits to just think about. I live through it, don't come at it all. I'm the road, the old cowboy, bordering on the insane. Big bucking race. Hey, I'm born someday you have fame. When you open up that gate and that door roars down like a runaway train. You're the road, the old cowboy, bordering on the insane. And that's why I eat cheeseburger, drink six pack, take a dive on the kill of fame. 32 bits to just think of all. Through it, so don't go bad at all. I'm the road, the old cowboy, bordering on the insane. Yeah, and I eat the cheeseburger, drink six pack, take a dollar on the kill of fame. 32 bits to just take up all my ego. Talk about it all. I'm the road, the old cowboy, road, the old cowboy, road, the old cowboy, bordering on the.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Making 8. Let's book.
All right. Well, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. That's right. You know what? It completely slipped my mind yesterday that today is Good Friday. And I know that this is kind of a holiday for most folks. And, Easter's just 2 days away. So we want to give you guys an opportunity to sit back and think about that this weekend, and hopefully everybody's going to be able to spend some time with some family and really enjoy the holiday weekend. But, you know, although it's holiday for most, it's still rodeos out there, and we've got a lot of them here going on. Clovis, California was just last night. As it turns out, sounds like an Australian bull rider won it, Dave Kennedy. We've heard a little bit about him. But, he is one that is certainly making some headway. I think we're going to see him up there a little bit. I know that we have also got Stevensville, Texas. which is going to be a great bull ride this weekend. We're going to have an opportunity to watch that live online. It's going to be another touring pro event. And, you know, there's going to be so many of the top bull riders out there that it's almost going to be like a Built Ford Tough Series event. But, you know, one of the things that we talked about with some of the folks that aren't going to be there, we know that Austin Meyer's coming off an injury with his shoulder, sat out last week. But, we haven't talked a lot about some of these guys that have been injured that we haven't been able to hear a lot about here recently. So I actually was able to round one up thanks to the help of some of our Making A fans out there. And we've actually got him sitting here on the line with us. So we're going to bring him on. This is a guy that you guys may know a little bit about. You heard about him. He's from the Chicago area. I know he's right up there in that Illinois area. And we're going to bring him on our show. How about Mr. Chance Roberts there, fans? Welcome, Chance, to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, buddy. First off, man, how's your shoulder? How's your collarbone doing?
Oh, it's been feeling pretty good here lately. Ain't been bothering me too much. Just can't go do a whole lot. That's about it. That's the only thing I don't like.
I hear you, man. I know it's a tough thing to be able to sit back and not be able to get out to these bull rides like we know you're so hungry for.
Yep. I mean, I'm used to being gone, you know, every weekend, then having to stay at home is killing me.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Well, we've got a lot of our fans that are sitting back here in the chat room. We may have some questions pop up for you, but, Jeff, I got to tell you, man, you were pretty impressive to watch here at the beginning of the season, but tell us a little bit about how you got started in bull riding, man. How long have you been riding, and where did you actually get your start?
Well, I've been riding about 10 years now, and we just always had cattle and stuff, and I thought it'd be fun to get on one once, and I had some, you know, other friends come and help. My dad, he helped me out, and I started getting on there, just there at home, and, hell, I guess I never quit. Just took off from there. Started working my way up.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And you actually have worked your way up, man. You've been at some of the bigger shows. We've seen you up on the Built Ford Tough Series and really starting to kind of make a name for yourself, man. And it's unfortunate, but as you know, I mean, that's kind of part of the game. You know, you deal with some of these injuries from time to time. It's just unfortunate that it came at the time that you were getting so hot, you know?
Yeah, it's part of it, but just heal up and try and get back at it again and take off where you started, you know, try and even do better.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sure you can, man. Tell us a little about what the bull riding and rodeos are like up there in Illinois, man. We're down here in the Sunshine State, and, you know, I mean, I can't imagine. It just doesn't seem like being up there, you know, in that Illinois, in the Chicago area, that you would get as many bull rides, but are there a lot of them up there?
Well, I live about 4 hours south of Chicago. I'm in, like, southern part of Illinois. And there's not really many bull rides in Illinois itself, but in, like, Missouri, and there's some in Iowa, just some open bull ridings, you know, you go to every now and then. But, you know, really, there's not a whole lot in Illinois. There's one this weekend, and I'm about an hour north of my house. Just go up and watch and hang out, give me something to do. But, yeah,
right,
you usually got to go to Missouri and that kind of area. Yeah, go to many of them.
Yeah, well, when you were riding, when you first got started riding, were you riding in youth associations, or what were you? Where were you riding in? Are you just riding in jackpot deals?
Yeah, when I started riding, like just youth associations, like they had like a junior rodeo, and then you know you got like the junior high Rainbow Division rodeo, and then started going high school rodeos, and then. My freshman year, I didn't do high school rodeo no more and started going some open bull ridings with some friends here close to the house that, you know, that they ride too. Started traveling with them. They were some older guys. And when I turned 18, just started going to them training pros and try and, you know, do my best with them, make it to the Built Ford Tough Series.
Right on. Well, so tell us about some of the guys up there. Are there a lot of guys that you can travel with or that you did travel with when, you know, being up there out of Illinois?
There was one guy, or actually there was two of them, one that lived about 20 minutes away from me and another one about an hour. And we all t- kind of always went to the same bull riding, and it all worked good. We all traveled together, you know, on the weekends whenever there was.
Yeah,
there's only about two of us, you know, that we travel around here anyway.
Right, right. Well, have you done a lot of other events outside of the Bill Ford Tough or out of the PBR? Have you done a lot of things with PRCA or any of the other big associations?
No. I went to Houston this year, and that was it. Like, when I was younger, when I was 17, 16, them kind of, when I was that age, I went to other open bull rides. But ever since I turned 18, you know, I just been going to PBR, Turn Pro, and Bill Ford Tough Series.
Right on. So, as growing up and getting into the bull riding, that's kind of been your focus or your dream, is to always be up there in the PBR.
Well, yeah, that's everybody's dream, make it to the PBR. And then once you get there, you'll try and go for the number one spot there.
Yeah, you bet. And that, I mean, there's obviously a lot of guys out there that are trying to make that same race, man. And, you know, to be included, you know, at least for the first part of the year up there in the Bill Ford Tough Series and ride and compete up there at that level with those guys. Tell us a little bit about what that was like, man, your first PBR event, your Bill Ford Tough Series event.
Oh, man, I was so happy to be there. You know, it just felt different. You know, I tried to make it seem like it was just a regular bull ride, but you know it wasn't. It was just a different atmosphere, you know. It just felt better. Felt like you belonged there, and I was really excited to be there. I love them Bill Ford Tough Series events.
Yeah, they are. It's a whole new atmosphere now. I myself have never had the opportunity to ride at a Bill Ford Tough Series event. I did ride some Enterprise back a few years ago when it was the Enterprise, you know.
Yeah.
But just being at that PBR event, you know, and remembering, I mean, Rob Smets was announcing and being there in the locker room and, you know, having guys, I believe Joe Bumgardner was one of the bullfighters there, and, you know, it was huge. And it does. It's like a whole new level. And I know it's hard to get that focus out of your head that it's, you know, trying to make it just another bull ride, but, man, it is exciting. And I know you had a great opportunity, and we definitely look forward to seeing you back up there. What was your favorite event this year?
Probably Albuquerque. I liked Albuquerque and St. Louis, you know. It's actually probably St. Louis, I guess. It's only 2 hours from the house, so it's got to be my best one. I didn't have to go far to go to that one. So,
right.
And I guess that's the best one I've finished at, too, is St. Louis. So that's probably been my favorite event, St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you have a lot of family and stuff come down for that one?
Yeah, my mom and dad and brothers came, and then some friends and stuff came. So.
Right. Well, I know, man. That's got to be a cool thing to be riding up there and, you know, in front of your friends and your family, but especially on one that big, you know. Tell us a little bit about what you do outside of the arena, man. When you're sitting back at home, and obviously you're kind of limited here with that collarbone injury, but, man, what are some of the things you like to do outside the arena?
I like to ride horses and break some colts and stuff, and then I ain't doing that at home, helping my dad and just working out, trying to stay in shape, and about it, really.
Yeah.
Go hunt from time to time.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't think there's a bull rider out there that doesn't know how to pick up a gun and go shoot something.
That's right. Shoot, we all get bored, gotta go hunting.
That's right. Yeah, no doubt. As a matter of fact, I've been out at a lot of these bull rides, a lot of these rodeos, guys that carry BB guns, and they start shooting cans and stuff just to go shoot something, you know?
yeah.
It's almost scary.
Yeah, I got bored the other day. I didn't have nothing to do. I just went, got a gun, and I started shooting frogs.
That's right. Yeah,
I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stay and sit in the house. I'd get outside and do something.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And I know, like I said, it is a tough thing. obviously your goals, you know, when do you look to be back riding?
I got to go get its next raise in about 3 weeks, I think, and see what doctor says. So hopefully about 6 weeks, I guess, and then probably take another month or at least half a month to go back working out and get back in shape. You know, it's kind of be hard just go back doing it, being out of shape.
I'm sure it may be, you know, a little bit difficult getting back in that groove, you know, a little bit. But obviously, like you're saying, I'm sure you're doing the best you can to stay in shape now and trying to do some of those workouts and things, you know, as best you can without messing up that shoulder too much. But it is kind of a good thing because you'll be coming into, you know, you'll be able to start getting back on bulls around the time that the Built For Tough Series is on their break. May give you a little bit of an opportunity. Do you have plans this summer to hit a lot of the Touring Pro events to get yourself back on tour?
Oh, shoot, yeah. That'd be plus. I mean, I'll get on practice schools here at the house and for, I don't know, a week or so, and then start in there and go back at it again, back in Touring Pros and try to work my way back up.
Yes, sir, no doubt, man. Well, like I said, we definitely look forward to seeing you back out there. And, well, I was kind of shocked. You know, I thought we'd have some questions coming in here in our chat room, but it seems like most of the fans are just kind of sitting back tuned in. If the fans do have questions for Chance, you guys can give us a call or pop a question in here in the chat room. Be happy to talk with you. Chance, I know that you had said you're going to be back over, you know, back hitting the road here this summer pretty hard. What kind of events do you have anything on the schedule for sure that you're going to try to get down to?
I haven't even picked up the schedule yet. You know, it's a long ways away. Yeah, I'm not sure what day it'll even be. I'll be back riding, you know, until I talk to my doctor and get some X-rays. And yeah, I'm excited about it.
I hear you. Well, the fortunate thing is you didn't have to have surgery or anything, as it looks right now, anyways, right?
Yeah, shoot, yeah, that's a good thing. That's a plus. I was hoping I wouldn't have to do that, because then it took me out even longer, they said. So that's why I didn't have to get no surgery.
And that was your riding arm, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Yeah. I know. That pulled a lot of weight right there in that collarbone. It's going to be sore, sure enough, coming back, you know. But that's all right, man. That's, you know, I mean, sometimes you just got to be cowboy tough, and that's a passion that you have, and as well as any of the other bull riders out there, and you just deal with the pain, you know?
Yeah, shoot, yeah. I mean, that's just part of it. Everybody gets hurt from just win, you know, that's the bad thing.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, the only good thing about my injuries is that majority of them were all in my facial area, which didn't mess me up at all.
Yeah, that's not too good either.
Well, it's a good thing I was already married. I didn't have nobody to impress out there. Yeah, you know, it is one of those things, man, that you just deal with. Now, did you have an opportunity to watch The Last Cowboy Standing?
No, I was I was gone. I can't remember where I was at, but I didn't get to watch it. But I heard Luke won it and done good.
Yep, sure enough, man, he really did. Sean Willingham came out, and then, of course, Pistol and Aaron Roy all did really well making it into that last round. But sure enough, it was Luke Snyder that stepped up to the plate and seeing a veteran cowboy. Now, being around a lot of those guys, you know, while you were there on tour, who was one of the guys that you kind of looked up to most while being out there?
Probably Jordan Hupp. I mean, I was always pretty good friends with him, and always hung around him quite a bit, so, and I kind of knew him, you know, me and him kind of traveled together a little bit there before, and he's always been a very good friend.
Yeah, well, and it's good to have good friends like that. You know, that's one thing that I learned is that, you know, in order to be successful, you have to surround yourself with successful people, and sure enough,
yep.
I mean, putting yourself, you know, around those guys will certainly get you up there.
You bet.
We actually do have a question coming in from one of our fans here asking, who's your favorite bull to ride?
Yeah, that's a hard question. Oh man, I don't really know. I can't. And once I get off the boat, you know, and I can't hardly remember it the next day. You know, just
right.
I just forget about it and go on. I don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't. It's hard to remember all the bulls you get on. I wouldn't know.
Do you have one out there? Any of the big name bulls that, if you have an opportunity to take them, you really want to get on them?
Wild and Out. It's I can't remember what the bull looks like, but I've seen him a couple times and he looks really good and like a bull you'd be really good, you know, have a bunch of points on and make some money.
Yeah, you bet. And actually, it was Wild and Out that Luke Snyder made his third round ride on. And
yeah,
ended up winning himself a whole bunch of money. So, yeah,
that's what I heard.
Yeah, that's certainly a bull that you want to have a hold of. Do you ride with an American rope or a Brazilian rope?
American rope.
What do you think is the difference between them, or do you think that this really comes down to the rope, or just what's your opinion on that?
I think it's just whatever a guy likes. I mean, I've never tried Brazilian rope. I don't know much about them. I don't really know, to be honest with you. I couldn't. I mean, I've seen them in the locker rooms and stuff, but I've never really talked to anybody about them. So, I mean,
right.
They say, like an American rope, when you get it in your hand, it's hard to get back. But they said when you got Brazilian rope, you know, it's just easy. But
yeah.
You know, I don't know a whole lot about it.
Okay. Well, you know, like I said, these are just some questions coming in from some of our fans out here. Now, do you ride with a helmet?
Oh, yeah. Got my helmet. I wouldn't ride without it.
Have you always rode with a helmet?
No. I didn't start riding with a helmet till I probably started riding in high school. And then I started riding with a helmet. You get hit in the head once, it don't take much to put a helmet on.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you firsthand, like I said, I've had 3 major facial injuries, all because I wasn't wearing one, so I know what it's like, man. What kind of helmet do you use?
It's just like a hockey helmet, and it's just got like a titanium shield on the front of it with some bars there around it. And it saved me a bunch of time.
All right, no doubt. Well, what I've actually got some more questions coming in. The fans are starting to come out now. One of our fans is asking, do you have any superstitions or rituals that you like to do before you ride?
Oh no, I ain't got no superstitions, or you can't believe in that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I'm not a very superstitious guy.
I hear you. Well, I know some of them have their lucky riding britches, or they have their, you know, something, penny in their shoe, whatever the case is, you know.
I don't got nothing like that.
You know, I think what it comes down to is the fact that, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, being around the sport, that a lot of this, so much of this sport is mental, you know. And so if a guy puts in his shoe and he feels like he's going to ride better, or the guy's using a Brazilian rope over an American rope, well, shoot, I mean, if it's working for you, then I guess that it's helping, you know?
Yeah, you bet. I mean, that's right. A lot of it is mental. It's more than anything. It's mental. You know, a guy's got a bunch of confidence. You know, he's going to really do good.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. And what are some things that you do usually do to get geared up for your bull rides? I mean, is there anything in particular you like, listening to music, or you just get out there and hang out with your buddies? What do you usually do to get ready to ride?
Just hang out with friends. You know, that's about it. I mean, I don't listen to no music or nothing. I just hang around and try and keep your mind clear and hang out with friends and just have fun.
Right. Well, when it comes down to the business and time for you to get down in that bucking shoe, what are some of the things? I mean, do you try to go through some of the the mental things there, or do you just try not to think about it? Because I know that really eats a lot of guys up, and I've been hearing a lot from Ty and several of these other, you know, world champion bull riders that are saying that a lot of guys nowadays are thinking too much there in the bucking chutes. Is that something that you do, or do you just try to clear your mind of everything, go out there and let your instincts take over and just ride?
Yeah, this day of the bull riding, I don't think about nothing. You know, I try and think about everything else besides bull riding. You know, when I get there, you know, I try and clear my head of everything, especially like when you get down the bucking chutes. You know, you just don't think about nothing. You know,
all right.
You know, thinking about stuff, and you start thinking, well, what if I can't make it do? What if I can't do this, or what if he does that? You just got to keep your mind clear and react.
Yeah, no doubt. Do you have any sponsors right now?
Exclusive Genetics.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
Well, that's a pretty darn good sponsor to have. You know, I know that Cody Nance, one of our Florida Cowboys here, Caleb Sanderson, you know, both of them are on that team, Exclusive Genetics, and, you know, that James gang. We've actually spent some time out with them, and they're a great bunch. We actually look to try to get down there in next month. They've got a big event going on down there in Texas, so I think we may stop on by down there.
Yeah, they're a good bunch of guys. You know, I haven't had a chance to really – hang out with them all, but I've met them all, and they seem like a good bunch of guys, and got a good thing going.
Yeah, that's for sure. Can you tell us a little bit, one of our other questions coming in now, who's your biggest influence growing up? I mean, who was it that you really looked up to as a bull rider when you started getting into the sport?
Well, Gary Lafue, he's always been there. Like, I went there to the school, and he helped me out quite a bit, and that's who I've kind of just tried to, just watching old tapes that he showed me, old tapes of him riding, how he teaches and stuff. That's what I've tried to ride like him.
Right. Well, and you know, that's one thing. I actually had the opportunity to hang out with Gary a little bit last year, haul some bull riders out to Texas for a bull riding school. Did you go out to his place to learn how to ride?
Yeah, I went out there for like a 7-day school.
Right.
And then I've been out there a couple times after that. I went out there when I was like 15, but I've been out there a couple times since then. He's helped me out quite a bit, you know. Yeah, he proves what he teaches. He'll teach something and then show you videos of it and prove it to you. You know, that's what works.
That's right. Yeah, that's for sure, you know. And I know he gets you guys out there on the drop barrel. And, even had the opportunity to get out there and work with him a lot. I'll tell you what, he's such an inspiration, you know. And, man, you go in there with, you know, stuff running through your head, and he'll sure enough clear it out for you, man. He's such a big on the mental portion of the sport as well. And, man, he'll pump you up. You know, he'll get you excited. Do you, by any chance, listen to any of his tapes or anything? I know he's got the Guru Guide to Positive Thinking and that type of thing. Do you ever listen to any of those?
Oh, yeah, I've got them all.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, listen time to time, keep cleaned up on things a little bit.
Yeah, that's for sure. He's a big help when it comes down to that. Yeah, I don't think you're going to get much better than Gary Lafue. So,
no.
Well, shoot, Chance, I sure do appreciate you taking the time out here to sit with us and the fans and all. And, well, you know, we definitely look forward to seeing you back up there in the Touring Pros and the Bill Ford Tough Series here real, real shortly, man. I think it'll be just a matter of time. You know, that collarbone, it's a tricky bone to break, and it's unfortunate. But we know you'll be back, man. You cowboy tough.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
Well, shoot, man, I'm glad. You're welcome to jump on here anytime with us. You know, as you start getting back out, we'd love to check in with you and just find out how things are going. Now, for some of the fans, is there a way that they can follow you? Do you have a fan page? I know that most of the bull riders out there are on Twitter, and, you know, I don't know if you have one or not, but we'll have to get you set up with Brendan Clark or Luke or one of them guys to get you set up on a Twitter. And but I do believe you have a Facebook, right?
Yeah, I got a Facebook, and it's I don't have no Twitter or nothing, but I just got Facebook actually not too long ago, so.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Hey, it's it's a step in the right direction for sure, man. And well, we're glad that, you know, you're able to take the time out with us, man, and we'll try to get some of the fans over there to hang out with you and follow you along on Twitter so they can see how you're doing once you get back at it. Make sure to keep everybody updated, if you will, man, so that way we can find out about you.
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
All right, Chance. Well, hey, listen, man, have yourself a great weekend this weekend. What are you doing? Are you going to go out and kill the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, if I see him, you better watch out. Check out the kitty.
I hear you, partner. Well, listen, man, stay in touch, brother, and thanks for jumping on board, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, Chance. See ya.
Bye.
All right, guys. That was one of the young up-and-comers there, Mr. Chance Robertson. Got to say thanks to him for jumping on board here with us. A lot of fun. You know, it definitely that's what it's all about, is getting you guys the opportunity to hang out, and appreciate the questions coming in. You guys have really thrown out some great questions, and, you know, we're going to continue to keep getting more and more of these bull riders on board with us, more of these athletes, you know. Who knows who we'll have next, you know. Yeah, he really is. He's a great guy, really good to talk with, and he's real personable. So thank you, Melanie, for posting that Facebook page out there. And if you guys get a chance, go follow him there on Facebook and send him a message or two. Let him know that we're still supporting him, and we look forward to seeing him get back out there. You know, you guys are the reason why these guys try so hard. So, yeah, you betcha. Great times hanging out with some of these bull riders to get the chance to talk with them. And like I said, they are some great guys. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we got some more bull riding rodeo action to talk about, guys. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Macon8.com. Here on a good Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Don't bet against me, honey, on the rank ball. Here's the wars and revolutions, bucking horses and prostitution. Them rank bramber bulls that keep on bucking, and them sad sweet girls good for the loving.
Nah, I got one. I was born in the wild, raised in a cave. Riding spinning bulls is all I crave. Busting out windows, tearing down doors, taking out virgins, bringing back horse. Daddy was hung as a horse thief. My mama was burned as a witch. I got 14 sisters working a whorehouse, and me, I'm a bull riding son of a bitch.
BJ Carter, and y'all are listening to Making8.com.
Yeah, all right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Good Friday. And I'm telling you what, it is turning out to be a good Friday. We got bull riding and we got rodeo. I know that you fans were talking about a place to go. I know that several of you are trying to get out to some rodeos or some bull ridings this weekend. And, well, shoot, if you can't get out there, go find one. We'll be online. ABBI Now has got a bull ride that will be streamed live. So you guys can check it out. A Touring Pro Division event. And you guys will have that opportunity to see some of your favorites out there, and there are a list of them. But they did have one in Clovis last night. I don't have the full results. I only have, I guess you could say, a partial. And I do know that Dave Kennedy was the one that had is the only rider to cover two bulls there at the event. So, yeah, just trying to catch up. I didn't really get to see a whole lot of the bigger name guys that were out there. I know that Brendan Clark was down there. Well, shoot, you know, from what I understand, I guess our good buddy Shane Hanchy is out there in the tie down running slack today. So hopefully, you know, want to wish him the best of luck as well. Yeah, I see that Denise is having some major issues here lately. She's got a lot of Luke Kaufman running through her head. Now, if you go to MakingEight.com, scroll all the way down there to the bottom of the page, too. You'll find it. You can check out a lot of his tunes. And, of course, we had debuted last Friday his new song, his new single that he put out, and Cassie's Back in Texas. So, you know, you're going to hear a lot more of Luke Kaufman, that's for sure. And it's not just our fault. He's on satellite radio. This guy's being out there, and you guys are going to have an opportunity. So anyhow, looks like some of our fans are jumping offline here. Got to say, hey, you guys have a great Easter. Now, we're not going to have a Back on the Ranch show Sunday night. We're going to spend time with the family. We're only days away from taking off. We're less than a week away. This time next week, we'll be setting up to do a live video stream from Miami, Oklahoma. That's right. We're heading out west, and we're going to take you guys with us. And thank you very much for that Ustream broadcast or that link there, Miss Barb. We're going to try. So you guys stay tuned to that, and hopefully we'll get that thing linked up, and we'll have it there on Making8.com in the live event center. So you guys just stay tuned to that. We'll get it all worked out for you. But that's tonight, 7:30, I believe Central Time is when it starts. I know they have the Bucking Futurity that will be going on tomorrow as well. So you guys can look forward to that. And then tomorrow night will be round two of the Spring Fling. So the day sheets are, well, I don't know if the day sheets, I know the draw sheets are posted, so you guys will have an opportunity to see those. And, shoot, it's going to be a great time watching some ABBI bucking bulls. These cowboys are going to have to bring their A game, you know, in order to make something happen. I know that some of our good friends, Caleb Sanderson, was real successful, but the last maturity did real well. And hopefully some of these other guys will. I'd like to see Brendan Clark come back and really make a statement there as well. So you guys stay tuned. It will be broadcasted on Ustream. They will have the chat opened up, and hopefully Making8.com will have it there as well. So you guys stay tuned, and you know, make sure to get a grip tonight. I believe it's 7:30 Central Time is when that will be broadcasting, so you guys can find it right there. It's going to be a good time. Get ready, because come Tuesday morning, we're going to be broadcasting live on our live event center. There, you guys can check in with us all day long. Now, if you guys have not gotten over to Making8.com and seen some of the new features that we have, like I said, you guys can scan over there, check out Twitter all day long. Go over to the directory. You can find Rodeo Crowds right there. Log in right there and sit back and chat on Rodeo Crowds. Got to thank them for what they've been doing and helping promote Making8 and getting our stores or our shows broadcasted. Like I said, everything will be found right there on Making8.com. Go check out the live event center. That's going to start Tuesday morning and going to be pretty much most of the day into the evening and then as well as Wednesday.
will be the same way. So you guys can stay tuned to that. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun. We won't be recording most of it. It's just going to be a live stream. So you guys can tune in with us all day long. We'll have the chat room open. Heck, we're looking for our traveling partners. You guys can be our traveling partners as we head out west. It's going to be a big adventure, you know. It's my first time driving that far west, with the exception of going to California when I was in the Marines. So it's going to be a unique adventure, you know, looking forward to it. It's just going to be a great time, and looking forward to having all of you guys stop in, hang out with us throughout the day. We will be doing our lunch hour radio shows on time. We may not be doing the live video feeds during that time, but we will be up on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, so you guys can find us here. We'll sit back. We'll talk about the weekend, the bull ride and rodeo, and just where we're headed there this next week. Who knows? We may get another guest or two to jump on board here with us and sit back and talk with us. So, yeah, it looks like Miss Catherine is taking off. Got to wish her a happy Easter. Oh, it looks like she slipped out on us already, but hey, you know what? We got Cowboy Logic for the day, and we got to throw some out here to you. Well, it just wouldn't be a show if we didn't have Mr. Cody Bodelson jumping on board here. Our Cowboy Logic man, Cody, how are you?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Not too much, amigo. Sorry we didn't get to you. Obviously, we just had Chance Roberts hanging out with us for a little bit. But listen, man, appreciate you guys jumping on the show here today. I wasn't sure if you were going to make it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either, but... you know, hey, I made it happen.
Right on, right on, man. Well, there's a will, there's a way, and you got to tell them, hey, man, it's lunch hour time. We got to stop off and check out what's going on in the rodeo world on makingeight.com. So appreciate you taking the time out, man. What do you got for some good Cowboy Logic for us for the day?
Well, let's see. I'll throw two out there since we're not having a show on Sunday. Okay. Be of use, but don't be used.
Very true.
And
very
then
good.
This one's for you, Scott. Be nice to your kids. They'll be the ones choosing your nursing home.
Isn't that the truth, man? Well, I figured that, you know, if I start being nice to them later on in those years, because it'll be a long time before I had a nursing home. So maybe if I'm you know, if I'm nice to them later on, but, you know, for right now, yeah, Dave's going to lay the smack down. I hear you, man. Well, hey, listen, buddy, have yourself a great Easter. You got big plans? You guys going to go shoot some Easter bunnies out there or what?
I might pop a few rounds off my 203 launcher on the bottom of my rifle, but, you know, other than that, we're just going to probably drink a couple. Have a couple rounds, you know, ride four-wheelers, get a little muddy.
I hear you, man. I hear you. It sounds like a good time. Well, I've actually got family coming down, so I may end up in Ohio before it's all said and done.
Nah, there you go. Just make sure you make your way on up to Piqua.
We'll let you know if we're coming, that's for sure, brother. Well, hey, listen, man, have yourself a great weekend, and thanks for giving us the Cowboy Logic. We'll talk to you on Monday, hopefully.
All righty. We'll see you next week, bud.
All right, bud. Take care. All right, guys. That was Cody Burleson, your Cowboy Logic man for the day. But now I got to talk a little bit about one of our fans here. You know, had the opportunity to hang out with us all week long during the live broadcast, which we don't normally get to have because she is in school. She is the one that we can thank for getting Chance Roberts to hang out with us here on the Lunch Hour Show. She's the one that kind of put me in contact and said, hey, listen, you know, you really got to get him on your show. You know, he's on Facebook. Get over and talk to him, see if you can get him on our show. So we made it happen, but it's all because of Miss Melanie. So, Miss Melanie, thank you very much. And not only has she been out there getting some of our guests lined up like Chance, but also been giving us our Cowboy Logic for the week along with Cody, and we certainly appreciate it. And so she's got some more for us here today on a Friday. I know she's got to go back to school on Monday. So, you know, we definitely want to wish her the best out there as she gets back to the work week or the school week next week. But, yeah, before we do, we absolutely have some Cowboy Logic for the day. Courtesy of Miss Melanie. Let anger and disappointment go. The longer you hold it in, the stronger it becomes. So There is some good cowboy logic for the day, courtesy of Miss Melanie. Yep, that's right. She even gets a round of applause, you know, for doing such a great job this week and working with us and helping us out. She's a true maniac, and we absolutely love her for it, and certainly appreciate her helping us out, and as well as the rest of you Making 8 Maniacs. Now, you know, I'm going to kind of get a little bit religious on you guys here because, you know, it is Good Friday and all, and, you know, I want you guys to stop and really think back this weekend as we sit back and we watch some bull riding on the live video streams this week, and we think about our passions and rodeo and bull riding, but let's not forget that, you know, it's not only because of the men that are defending our freedom and fighting for our country, but it really even goes back to the days where, you know, Christ walked this earth and laid down his life for us so that we may have that opportunity to be free and live the life that we choose to live. So, you know, it's just one of the things that I felt led to share with you guys today, but it really is meaningful, and we do appreciate all of you guys for supporting us. Know that we couldn't do it without you, but we also know we couldn't do this without the man upstairs, and we got to give him thanks and say, you know, we really appreciate it. And, you know, so as we get out there today or this weekend, and some of us may be hitting church on Sunday, and just want to say thanks to you guys and thanks to God and everything that he has done for us and taking us down this road that we're living right now. And, you know, it's going to get really rank. It's going to get really wild here this next week. And, well, shoot, we're just going to have a lot of fun with it. You know, it's always been a passion of mine to be able to be around these rodeos out west. And, you know, we had a little bit of taste of that this summer the beginning of this year, I should say, more like January. Certainly not summer out there in Oklahoma. But, yeah, we did spend some time out there. And, you know, it really means a lot. And, you know, that's where rodeos really started. But, you know, and we're going to get to those roots, and we're going to share those roots with you guys. And, you know, I'm just so proud to be able to do that. You know, it's been a lifelong dream of mine. And, you know, as well as bull riding, you know, being bull riding, you know, and being around rodeos I've always felt like I was supposed to be around it. And this is how it turned out. And you know, so although, you know, we've gotten to live a dream and accomplish a lot of our goals that we set out to do within the sport of bull riding, we've also had the opportunity to sit back and reach out to you fans and be a part of your lives, which is something that, you know, I know that as a bull rider I wouldn't have been able to do. So, you know, these directions and everything happens for a reason. And, you know, we look forward to getting back out west and bringing you more video broadcasts and getting you more updates, getting you more things happening on MakingIt.com. And like I said, shoot, I just can't thank you supporters enough for what you guys have done for us. We're going to continue to keep working hard for you. So with that being said, I hope you guys have a great Easter weekend and sit back and really reflect on this weekend. Let's sit back, watch some great bull riding here tonight and tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have it up on MakingAid.com, and well, shoot, we're just going to have a good time. But I got to go jump in the pool, guys. I got to get it vacuumed out. I got company coming over. The in-laws, the dreaded in-laws, are going to be here within the hour. So I got to start getting to work. So we're going to close things out here, but we're going to close it out on a special note here. Hopefully everybody's having a great Good Friday. And remind you guys, no Back on the Ranch show on Sunday. However, we'll be back on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show Monday, right back on time. Our final day here on the ranch before we head out west. So you guys stay tuned. Have yourself a blessed Easter, and get a grip with Making8.com.
Climb out of this boat and then over the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone, into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is, and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The waves, they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Oh, what I would do to have the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant. With just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors, shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and they laughed at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory.
Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at MakingEight.com. No matter if you're passing his tie and a calf in less than 8 seconds, or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds. We got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's MakingEight.com. Get a grip.